Thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Catherine. How can I help?
Hi, Catherine. This is Nimisha Patel from RR Tech Services. And I
have
a call with you guys. I have a call with you guys, and it seems like super difficult to get the call from my client. So here is the problem. There is a 2 number in my account. So last text is when I switched to the another number to get the call from outside party. Now he is not getting a call at all using your local Splash provided number. That's number one. Number two.
You mean?
And if we supposed to get the text messages, so I had my number previously, but I switched only to the text messages. So I am getting only text messages, not him. The text message supposed to go on both number. Only incoming call goes to the new number ending with 4922, and he is not getting a call at all. Now, number three is I am getting a call in terms of whenever I get a call, it says as scam likely number. It before it used to, whenever there is an incoming call from the local Splash provider number, it because I saved that number, it used to say that business call. Another business call. That's how I save that number on my phone. So whenever I get incoming call, it used to say business call. You know, but nowadays, when somebody's calling, the incoming call come as it shows that person number and also scam likely number. So I usually don't pick up the phone. So can you please fix this? What is going on?
I totally understand. Let me just go ahead and pull up your account. I'm thinking you did sign up for what we call a call tracking number, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, actually, for this one, before you do see that it's a local lead, right? But now it's no longer. I mean, you're not seeing it as that anymore, correct?
Yes.
Now, the main reason to that is, of course, do you use the Splash Call app already?
Yes, I do.
Yes. Now, because you're using the Splash Call app, that's the reason why you're no longer seeing the call tracking number, and you are no longer, and you receive messages or SMSs when you get leads. It's because of that specific feature, because you are already seeing the caller's real number directly.
Oh,
it's
so I can
actually
remove
because of the Splash Call app.
Okay, so I'm going to remove that Splash Call app. I only sign up because there was a problem in the system and somebody told me that it will be okay after a week or so. But I never deleted that app, but I can delete it right now. I don't want to use that app at all because I don't track that way. It's super easier for me whenever somebody calling me. I need to differentiate that this is a business call. Because it's automatically forwarded to my cell phone number.
But you should still be able to see a call tracking reporting, though. Did you check your dashboard? Because it's going to be recorded there. Though you're using a Splash Call app, all calls coming from the Splash Call app are still going to be in the call tracking reporting. It's in your dashboard.
Okay. I am not comfortable using a call. I just, like, you know, as I said, like, I got the text messages right after, either like in the middle of when I'm talking or after I got a call or if I missed a call. I'm going to get the number anyways using, like saying, you got the call from this number. So I am not worried about going on the dashboard, but I am worried about differentiating somebody's call this is a business call, and I need to pick it up.
So most likely what you're trying to say is you would most likely prefer to not just use the app, just so you still have the same old feature, like seeing it's a business call and that. Is that what you want?
Yes.
Okay. Sure. I'll check with our call tracking specialist then what we can do about it. Maybe you just have to, like, uninstall the Splash Call app and save the call tracking number again as local leads. I'll see if we needed more setup to be done, okay? And we will get
update you.
Yeah, so delete it. Save the call tracking number as local leads. I'll reach out to our call tracking specialist. If there's anything else you need to do, I'll let you know and give you a call. Okay?
Yeah, sure. And also, can you please check what is the primary number you're going to forward to?
Sure. As far as what I do see here, give me one quick second. Okay. The phone number that the call tracking number directs calls is going to be 224-381-0925.
That is correct. That I want to change too, because I don't know how it's automatically changed from 847-630-4922 to directly to this number, but that is what I want right now, so I'm good with it.
Okay, so we don't need to update anything in terms of where the calls are being routed to, correct?
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
So I deleted the app. So I want to go back what was before. Just whenever I get a call from the client using that number, I need to differentiate, okay, this is a business call. Now pick up the phone, because there are thousands of the scam-like phone I'm getting every day. So I'm so tired with that.
No, it's okay. No worries at all. Anyway, I'll definitely reach out to you if there's anything that you need to do specifically. I'll let them know you've deleted the app and saved the call tracking number as local leads. And if, again, if there's anything you need to do more, I'll let you know.
Sure. And the number that it saved is the same number that provided to me, right? 224-487-8199.
It should be the same call tracking number.